Lesson 25, Financial Statements. Part 1, Photo. Number 1, look at the picture marked number 1.
A.
The graph shows stock market yields.
B.
The levels on the chart don't change.
C.
He's writing the translation with a pen.
D.
The bank is open now.
Part 2, Question Response. Number 2.
What is our projected income for next year?
A. We expect several projects to come in. B. It can't be protected. C. It'll probably be slightly higher than this year.
Number 3.
Is this an accurate translation of the statement?
A. Yes, the translator did an excellent job. B. No, we don't need 8 translators. C. The transportation in this area is not adequate.
Part 3, Short Conversation. Numbers 4 through 6 relate to the following conversation.
I'm developing a projected financial statement for my business. I'll use it to see what kind of profits I can expect to yield this year.
That's great. It'll also help you forecast periods where you might have financial problems.
Yes, I'm sure it will be worth the effort for several reasons. I hope to have it finished soon, by the end of this week, in fact.
I'm sure you'll have no problem with that. If you like, I can look over the details when it's finished and check your calculations and make any necessary corrections.
Part 4, Talk. Questions 7 through 9 relate to the following recording.
Many small businesses fail because of poor financial advice. Remember, a small business is no different from a large company in that financial planning is the key to success. Therefore, creating a projected financial statement is the first and most important step one should take when starting up a small business. It is realistic to expect your small business to become profitable during its first 5 years, but typically not during the first year. With this in mind, you can set reasonable targets and project expenses for the first year or two of your business. This will help you know what funds you need to raise in order to get and keep your business going.